It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
You're old enough, so people say, read the signs of war.
Super Tramp, bringing us back into hour number two. Love this song.
Well, you never guess what's happening downtown. It's terrible.
Raining.
Again.
I love it.
My heart's at the end.
Welcome back to hour two of the Darren Copeland Experience on this wonderful rainy Tuesday.
The Rockies have a shot.
Well, as long as the game's still playing, I suppose they do. Losing pretty badly right now to Washington in the top of the fourth.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? And it wasn't over when German now.
What?
Well, all of a sudden the music stopped. So it's like yelling in a cafeteria when the music stopped. You know, when you're talking about like, oh yeah, and then the women folk, you know, right? You know, as his music dies or whatever.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I didn't mean to say, I certainly didn't mean to say women folk. I meant to say lovely. That's kind of how it feels. I wasn't trying to be anything but, you know, spectacular.
No,
wasn't
I see.
There.
No, I see. You went, you were.
Well, see, his name is Hermann Marquez.
Hermann Marquez, but
or
it's
German.
Spelled.
German.
Like German. G-E-R-M-A-N, but he's he
but
drops
without the,
G.
the umlaut.
He drops the G.
And the umlaut.
There's no umlaut in the word German.
There's lots of umlauts in Germany, though.
Yes, there's a lot of umlauts in that language. Yes, there are. So when last hour you made a couple of daring
yeah.
guarantees
yeah.
that
yeah.
they're going to
yep.
draft
yep.
Jake Butt.
Jake Butt at some point, yes. Yep.
Like third inning or later. And then you said
not inning, but round.
Third,
we're going to go
round.
Oh, you see, but you busted my chops for saying Michigan round, so I can bust you back.
That's fine.
Okay.
And then
that
you
seems
also
less
guaranteed...
satisfying when you agree with it.
Well, you make a mistake, you got to own up to it. I said inning because I'm watching. Cause
well,
I've
I
got
wanted
the
you to be mad
game.
About it, but now you're like, oh, it's okay. I'm just like.
I don't.
You know, that's why people like don't like Jesus. Is because he's turned the other cheek thing. It's like, come on, turn the other. I can't hit pitch you then if you turn the other cheek.
That's the whole idea. That's kind
and
of the
so
idea.
So frustrating.
That, and your other guarantee was that you guaranteed they were going to draft a tackle.
Yeah.
In the first round, I don't
a blocking tackle,
and I don't believe that is true. And I'll tell
Ram
you why.
Ramchick.
John Elway had a press conference yesterday, and he talked about how they have good tackles on this team already. Let's hear it.
All right, let's hear about that.
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go.
That was not John Elway.
It could have been.
It could have been.
He is God. Listen.
Serious.
You know, and so we felt we the direction we went was the best option for us at that time. And I think that, left tackles are not easy to find. And so, again, we go back. We thought Ty is a guy that compete there. Stevenson's played a little left. Melnick's played a little left. So, we're not without there. So it may not be ideal, but, you never know. You might be able to. You know, with the way Ty was playing a couple of years ago, we feel like, you know, he was going
to
be a very
I just have to stop it here, right here. That does not sound like John Elway.
That is John Elway.
It doesn't sound like John Elway. This sounds like John Elway.
Yeah, there could possibly be one. Depends. He's going to come in. If that's where we go, he's going to come in and compete for a job. So, just like all these rookies that will come in, they will all compete for a job.
We so, actually killed you for a second.
So do you know why it's called the Darren Copeland Experience?
I love that. That's great. They actually do that when he speaks. They have like a choir come in and they do that every time.
God, no, yeah. Well, he always travels with angels. He is God. So, like, do you know why they call it the Darren Copeland Experience?
Because you hate talking sports.
No, but good guess though, because it's not a project and it's not anything. There's no goal and there's no objective. It's just, it is. Mm-hmm. It's like Buddhism. It is.
Right.
It just it exists just to simply be. whatever the Darren Copeland experience is going to be.
Right.
And that, and I just want it to be right. And and it just does not always seem to happen. When I just want one little bit to be just a little bit more, I don't know.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
So the Rockies, anyway, are still trying to claw back in this. It's still 8-2, but it is only the fourth inning, so the Rockies still have a lot of time left, down 8-2, but they have two of two, and they have been able to actually get to some of the batters. Right? Is that what we were talking about?
No, we weren't talking about that at all.
Oh, funny, because that's what the last thing I remember.
We were not talking about that at all. We were talking about John Elway and tackles.
Squirrel!
Why do I feel so confused all of a sudden? I don't... Why?
I don't know.
Are you guys making fun of me?
Yeah, we're making a little fun of you. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
We are.
I'm just telling you that John Elway knows what he's talking about. God bless John Elway.
A lot of people don't think we have a left tackle on our team. Tyus Zambrano played left tackle for us 2 years ago, was playing very well, and hasn't been able to stay healthy. So that's always an option for us. And so that's why, you know, the key thing about the draft is we go in and try to select players that can make our football team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Help us be a better football team.
I had a dream. Mm-hmm. I had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's now dashed in the rainy streets of Denver.
That
would go a little bit different than I planned in my head.
I thought it was great.
Well, you know, I had this this plan that I was going to, you know, have John Elway speaking to you. You know, he is
Did you want John Elway speaking over the Hallelujah chorus?
Yes, because he's God, and how would God speak to you? There would be the chorus first, and
then John Elway.
No, I just Okay,
we're doing this just because your reaction to talking Broncos was you literally looked like you died for a second.
I died for a second.
He like fainted.
No,
you did.
It's
fainted
not,
for a second.
That's not why I died for a second.
Hello, sports fans.
Why did you die for a second? Because seriously, like in the middle of John Elway talking, you leaned back in your chair, and then you plopped your forehead on the table, and you'd stop breathing for a second.
Like Ace Ventura did when we was like, it's
halftime.
Yeah, boom.
That's my favorite. That if we could ever get that, if we ever have a TV show, at the end of the first hour, I'm gonna have that halftime just go in and just have him his head. Because the best part of that particular scene is that what you see is. If you're ever watching Ace Ventura, the first one, I'm not talking about the second one because the second one is just not the same, but Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. If you were watching Ace Ventura, do you know how to make that a spectacular movie? Solely watch Courtney Cox.
Well, yeah, no, she's
no,
great.
No, not just because.
That's exactly what you do.
Not because she's just beautiful, but because she also cannot watch Ace Ventura, cannot watch Jim Carrey actually act. And when you see him do that halftime and then smack his head, you can see both the actors like, oh no. Like, she, through most of that, she cannot act because she is laughing so hard. That's all I'm saying.
I think it would be very difficult to try to act with a guy like Carrey because you would be laughing the whole time.
Especially in something like Ace Ventura where you're just going crazy.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Do you know who was the craziest? Do you know who thought it was the funniest and couldn't get anything set?
Who?
The dolphin.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. It's raining.